Moscow Culture 5, Exercise 1, page 105.
The Moscow Planetarium. You can see stars in Moscow, even in the daytime. How? Just visit the Moscow Planetarium, one of the largest and most interesting planetariums in the world. Address: Sadovaya Kudrinskaya Street, 5, Building 1. Home. History. Dating from 1929, the Moscow Planetarium is the oldest planetarium in Russia. It was given the best equipment at the time, such as a projector made by the German company Carl Zeiss Jena. Thanks to this projector, stars appeared on the dome. By 1934, the planetarium had hosted various astronomical clubs. These clubs encouraged many children to become engineers, astronomers, and cosmonauts, and dedicate their lives to astronomy. From 1960 to 1975, even Soviet cosmonauts trained at the Moscow Planetarium. In 1990, a new observatory with the largest telescope in Moscow opened in the planetarium so that anyone could watch the starry sky. The planetarium was closed for 17 years. During this time, it became bigger and new facilities were added. It reopened on the 12th of June 2011. Now, it is an interactive center where natural sciences are actively promoted. Inside the planetarium. Inside the multi-story planetarium, there are the large and small star halls, the Uranium Museum, the Lunarium Interactive Museum, the Sky Park with two observatory towers, and a 4D movie theater. The large and small star hall, also known as the Sky of the Planetarium, has a dome of 25 meters in diameter and is one of the largest in Europe. Here you will find the latest fiber-optic starry night projector, the Universarium M9, made by Carl Zeiss Jena. It allows visitors to see more than 9,000 celestial bodies. Also, astronomical shows take place in this hall. The small star hall is properly equipped so that visitors can watch the night sky in miniature. The Uranium Museum has two halls. Visitors can learn about the history of the planetarium, see a collection of antique astronomical tools, or admire a model of the solar system. The Lunarium Interactive Museum has more than 80 interactive exhibits. In the Astronomy and Physics Department, each exhibit is a science lab where you can create tornadoes, calculate your weight on different planets, and examine black holes. You can also view a collection of meteorites in which the largest one weighs 125 kilograms. The Discovery of the Cosmos Department resembles a space station. Inside its modules, you can learn about the Big Bang, save Earth from asteroids, contact aliens, study zero-gravity fields and vacuums. You can even dock a spaceship on a space station. The Sky Park is an open-air museum connected to the planetarium. It opened in 1947 to celebrate the 800th anniversary of Moscow. Its collection of antique and modern astronomical tools attracts a lot of visitors.